Want to talk about a new movie?
Check.
Want to talk about an older movie similar or related to that new movie?
Check.
That's what you can expect from Quality Check Podcast.
It's a new podcast on the Studio DNA Network, hosted by yours truly, Drew Douglas and
Daniel Posey. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about a new movie and an old movie to see how the film's quality holds up.
What's up, Corey?
Pulse FM and the Studio DNA Podcast Network present What Else with Corey Mann. Hit subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or visit the archives on Apple, Spotify, or Google Play. Part of the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
My guest is Cade Thompson. As the technology of Zoom helps you and I communicate, I'm going to tell the audience what I'm looking at. It's a young man's room with the cool bed and the decorative pillows that I'm hoping your mom picked those out. I see some journals, maybe a Bible over on the floor, some Polaroid photos, and the cool futon chair. Everything a 19, a 20-year-old would need in this day and age.
That's me, Corey.
Did I miss anything? Is there anything I don't see that is a must for... Oh, what is that?
The essential oil diffuser.
You've got an essential oil diffuser, and I do see, now that you said that, it's not a... It's not the Holy Spirit coming out of that thing in the holy smoke, but what oil have you chosen for today's conversation?
I think we got some lemongrass.
Yes, lemongrass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I look back as I sneak up towards 100 episodes of this podcast, I look back and I think you are the record holder for the youngest guest on this podcast.
I'm honored.
I'm kind of excited about it. I mean, you are very much on the front end of this career. We could say one song under the belt with Provider, which, by the way, I'm going to do this to your face. Coming out of the gate.
Thank you, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I can't remember the last time I was content. And now I wonder, how do I get there again? Why am I clutching and grabbing at all the things that I don't have when you've given me everything? Why am I stuck in my feelings thinking I know what I deserve when the answer is clear to me? 'Cause what you give me, Lord, is more than I desire. You're my provider. And when I lose my way, you lead me through the fire. You're my provider. Even on my darkest day, you show me where the light is. You're my provider. And when my strength is gone, I know where to find it. You're my provider. My provider. I'm not forgotten. I am a child.
Did you enjoy hearing that one on the radio?
Yes. The first time I heard it, it was insane. I grew up on Christian radio, so now is a full circle moment. It was like, what? This is crazy. And even better, I was with some people from the label, and my mom was actually in the car that day for the first time I heard it. So it was awesome.
Have you requested your own song at a radio station yet?
Honestly, I don't think I have. I'm sure my parents have.
Let's go back to the beginning. Let's start at the origin. Would that be Joplin, Missouri?
Yep. So I was born in Joplin, Missouri. I lived there until I was about 9 years old. Then I moved to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm going to be honest, Corey, when my parents told me we were moving to South Dakota, I was like, South Dakota? What is that? You know, I was in third grade. Didn't even know my geography at that point. But I learned quickly. And we moved up to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Love South Dakota. Love the people up there. And last year, I moved down here to Franklin, Tennessee, and been here for a whole year.
What do you remember about the first 9 years of Joplin? If you were to go back, would there be something nostalgic that you'd like to do?
Man, so I kind of lived out in the country a little bit. I wouldn't call myself a country boy, but I definitely lived out in the country, a few miles outside of town. I vividly remember singing on my front porch, karaoke, classic. And also, I was always that kid with the John Deere, like, you know, those motorized kind of battery cars. I was always tearing it up in the front lawn. And so that was basically my childhood, what I remember. It was awesome, man.
Did mom and dad sing? Where does that come from?
Yeah, my parents, none of them were in music. My dad sings a little bit. My grandpa sang at church. But other than that, not a musical family, really. I think my music journey started just being in the church, seeing people sing on Sundays. I would always sing in the car as my mom had Christian radio on. And that's basically how I learned how to sing harmony. And I remember in third grade, my preschool teacher, or fourth grade, my preschool teacher told my parents, she's like, "Hey, this kid is already singing harmony. This is not usual. Like, you should have him in some piano lessons or something." And so my parents were like, "Oh, okay, sure." And so that's really how it started for me.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
So my dad, he got a job in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He's a PA in orthopedics. So his doctor, they moved up there kind of out of faith. And all right, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, that's crazy. Nobody really ever talks about that. Moved up there. And honestly, it was such a special time in my life because that's where I started to, strangely enough, get involved in music even more. I remember in middle school singing at church, and there were opportunities that opened up in that city, which was so sweet, which then led to the next season. So,
did you ever sing to the animals at the Great Plains Zoo?
You know the Great Plains Zoo? Have you been there? I have been there a few times, but I've never sang to an animal there.
When you say a lot of opportunities in South Dakota, the eighth grade talent show that apparently you killed at?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so funny story. In eighth grade, I was trying out for my school talent show. I'd really never sang in front of anyone besides my own church. I was known as that sporty kid. I was in football, wrestling, believe it or not, Corey. All these different sports, I did it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to step out. I'm going to do this. And so I actually decided to sing a Phil Wickham song, Christian song at a public school, just kind of stepping out. I didn't really know that moment at that talent show would really be why I do what I do today, because I remember stepping out on that stage and seeing the power of the gospel and music come together and impact people's lives, and to see that impact face to face for the first time at a 14-year-old age was just incredible. And that's the moment that I knew I wanted to do what I'm doing now. So,
you said you grew up with, you know, mom listening to Christian music in the car. What are your very first memories of, oh, that song, or, oh, that artist? Do you remember that?
Yeah, some of my very first few memories of listening to people would definitely be Matthew West, Toby Mac, Phil Wickham, which ultimately I was really inspired by Phil Wickham in my middle school years. Just all the classic songs back in the day. What's so cool about Christian music at a young age is I was singing these songs and I didn't really understand what they meant until I got older. But as I was singing those songs, I was singing the truth and the promises of God over my life at a young age. And so I just love it, man.
When do you think it was that you understood what you were singing about?
Yeah, so a lot of my story is I was raised in the church, but I knew a lot about God, but I didn't really understand and know him personally until, honestly, right before I went in my middle school years. I was at a church camp and I really felt like I understood what this faith meant for me, that it was more than just going to church, but it became a relationship for me. And that's the moment that it changed. And from that moment on, God began to put these desires of, okay, I think I want to sing in my church and possibly do music. And he began to open up doors and close doors that needed to be closed. And it's so cool to look back on that journey and see him working, you know?
You took music lessons growing up, and I did the same. You and I have that in common. I'm curious, did any of your music teachers let you bring a song that you wanted to learn, or were you on their time so they taught you what they wanted you to know?
Yes, so I started playing classical piano when I was 5. And to be honest, I did not like practicing. I was always a kid that would just not really practice that much, just enough to get by and show up and just somehow make it work, you know? And then I was like, Mom, I want to switch to acoustic guitar. So I switched to playing classical guitar. So that was note reading, all the whole things, classical guitar. And that established that way. So I really could never show up and say, hey, I wrote this song. Can we work on this? And then I realized, okay, if I want to sing at church, I have to be able to understand how to play chords, which is something that I never learned in classical guitar. So then in my middle school years, I remember sitting on my couch. Okay, I know these notes. How can I make this chord? And looking things up, and then eventually started taking lessons, which then in those lessons in my middle school years, there was a lot of flexible freedom. And I began to write these songs that were terrible. They were just terrible, Corey. I'm glad you're not hearing any of them today.
Tell me about your record label. When I heard about it and who is a part of it, I mean, I'll be honest with you, that gave you some really quick credit, street cred, you know, because I've seen Rascal Flatts a couple of times live, and I mean, they are at the top of their game. Along with a great live show is a great song, you know, and 20 of them back to back is even better. But talk about your label and who you're taking orders from, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. So last year I signed with Red Street Records, which is started by Jada Marcus from Rascal Flatts. I signed with them last year. All of last fall I was writing for my record, doing the whole thing, released my first debut single, which was Provider, right before the pandemic. And so Jay DeMarcus actually was able to go out with us on the road for a little bit on our last radio tour. It's just been so great learning from him, since he's an artist himself and he understands what it's like to walk through a lot of things I've walked through and am currently walking through. And so I just love having that perspective. And the whole team at Red Street is awesome. And their belief in me is so, so great. So
when you have access to someone like Jay, have you taken advantage of that? Have you dug into the wisdom? Has he said something to you that has resonated?
I think the best highlight that I have so far working with him over this past year is honestly being out on the radio tour and seeing how he interacts with people and understanding that at the end of the day, we are all just people. And I think focusing on those relationships and valuing those relationships is something so great that he's taught me. And also when it just comes to the craft, telling a story through my songs and being passionate about what I'm singing, he's really believed in that inside of me and helped me steward that vision in amazing ways. So I think just being out on the road and seeing how he interacts with people is a great way to learn. So,
you know, we're in a fascinating year with a pandemic where you're launching a career, you put out a single right before the world shuts down, and now we're 7 or 8 months into it or whatever. Your album is done. You've got a finished product and it's, none of us have heard it yet. You know, what is that like? What is it like to sit on this almost like a giant secret?
Right. Man, I'm not going to lie. When the pandemic first hit, I was playing a show in Virginia on March 13th. I honestly thought that this whole thing would just be a couple weeks. You know, it's just a couple weeks. We're going to get back to normal. Just got to take a little break. 6 months later, we're still here. And there's been a lot of emotions over the past 6 months as you're launching, as I've been launching my career. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's that I'm not in control. And it's been hard at some points, but God has also just been teaching me a lot over these past few months. And, you know, this season, I'll probably never, ever get the season back in my life, you know, where I can be here in Tennessee with the people I'm now calling community and home. And so establishing those relationships in this time has been great, because when I'm out on the road, you know, things are just going to be picking back up. And so it was great because I got to finish up my debut record halfway through quarantine, safely, of course, just one person in the studio at a time and all that fun stuff. But my record's done. And so we've just been working on the marketing plans, and I'm very excited for new music to be out there. And
what do you do with your time?
Okay, so you're going to laugh at me because nobody ever expects this. Quarantine messed me up, man. I've started fishing a lot, which is now my new little favorite hobby. It's great because I can just go out there, clear my head, you know, get ideas, get the vision. That and working out are what I love to do right now. It's been great. And then just hanging out with people. I love people. I love chatting. I love getting to know people and hearing from them. So
you're on social media. You're on Instagram. I believe it's, is it Cade Thompson Music or is it Cade Thompson?
Cade Thompson music.
I saw a photo that I'd love a little more context on, and speaking of fishing, and it was you and your dad and your granddad on a recent trip. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
What was that day like for you? Tell me about the conversation that the three generations were having that day.
Yeah, so last week I was back in South Dakota, got off the grid, turned off my phone. It was incredible. I haven't done that in a long time. And so my grandpa, my dad, and myself, we all went on a fishing trip. First time we've ever done that. I used to not like fishing, so every time my dad would say, let's go on a fishing trip, I didn't really want to go. But now I'm really into it. And it was special, man. You know, I think as I get older, I realize that, you know, we're only guaranteed one day at a time, and I never want to take those moments for granted. And so spending that time with my grandpa, and I haven't seen him in over 8 months because of COVID and quarantine. And so just being with him again was really special. I'm thankful for the way that he's laid out his foundations. Both my dad and my grandpa are super solid in their faith and super solid men of God that encourage me to be better every single day. So those are special conversations, and not having an agenda, just being with each other.
What'd you catch?
We got some northern pike, got some walleye, got a nice smallmouth bass. It was amazing.
What's the vibe of the record, and what are you going to try to say?
Yeah, man, I'm really excited about this record. I started writing for this record about 2 years ago. And so I'm 19 years old. I just graduated high school. And I really believe I have a heart for my generation, all generations, and kind of bridging that gap. I really feel like God has given me a heart and a voice for the voiceless. And I'm very excited about this record sonically. It's fresh. Lots of pop influence for me. I'm really influenced by One Republic. On the pop side, Toby Mac, those guys are awesome. And I think they've really inspired a lot of the sounds on my record. And lyrically, you know, there's songs that are like Provider that are vertical. There's songs that are horizontal that were written for people who, you know, struggle with anxiety and depression and topics that I've seen in my life. And there's topics and songs that are just super fun, that are joyful. I feel like most of the time I'm pretty joyful. And I think that hopefully that reflects through my music. And so I'm really, really, really excited about all these songs. And it's crazy, man, as we were writing this record, to write these songs almost a year ago and to see these songs be relevant and speak to what we're walking through now in this season, I'm just blown away by how God and the power of music works.
Hey, it's right. A pleasure talking to you. Like I told you, I like the new song. I'd love to hear what's next. And I would encourage you to stand your ground and remember who God has molded you to be, and keep being that person and not what anybody else is going to tell you what they think you should be. You stick to being you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Corey. I really appreciate you.
'Cause what you give me, Lord, is more than I desire.
You've been listening to What Else with Corey Mann, part of the Studio DNA Podcast Network. Production elements and voiceovers by audiblegenesis.com. Find complete podcast tools and production at audiblegenesis.com. Find this podcast and older episodes on Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment or review, tell a friend, and thank you for listening.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.